Welcome to Small Worlds Podcast. My name is Corey O'Flanagan.
And my name is Leanne Davidson.
That's who she is. We are officially back in Kathmandu, Nepal, in the Tamil region.
Tamil, I thought it was called until about 2 days ago, when someone corrected me. Tamil, yeah. Apparently.
Tamil.
Tamil. But if you want to be a Jerry like me, just say Tamil.
Yeah, I mean, you can really just go either way. Got a 50-50 shot at being right.
I think it's Tamil. Makes sense. Kathmandu.
But we're back. We're feeling pretty good.
Are we?
We're feeling decent.
Okay, that's better.
And we got done with our 2 weeks of the Everest region, and we're going to bring you guys through days 11, 12, 13, 14, and then end this pod with a little recap of things that we think you should know before you let it go.
Hell yeah.
So, let's bring it back to day 11 of the trek. We are in Pangboche, which is a lovely little mountain town. And, yeah. What'd you think about that place, Lee?
It was beautiful. It was very relaxing. We played some cards. Obviously, we had our shower yesterday, which you all heard about. Thinking that we're going to wake up all fresh and, you know, like a spring chicken, when actually we woke up with the the Kumbha cough.
The dreaded Kumbha cough.
Coughing up blood.
This is still kind of affecting us, even though we're 4 or 5 days out from that. So it got me to the point where I needed to look up what the hell this was. This is an official medical cough, I would say.
Kind of like the Bali belly, the Delhi belly.
But that's more regional. This is based on any time that you take a trek into cold weather altitude. They've just named it after the Kumbha Glacier, Kumbha region of Nepal.
So you're telling me in Switzerland, people are saying like, oh, I have the Kumbha cough. Maybe not with that accent, but...
Yeah, I don't know if they would use that accent, but they potentially could to say that. But they might say something else. I don't know. But this is what I looked up, and it said that it's not regional.
The internet is always right, kids. You should always believe what you read on the internet.
I know I do. I trust it with my motherfucking life.
Mom, sorry, you keep swearing.
No, I'm blanking it out.
Oh,
you don't hear that?
No.
Motherfucking life.
I think it's because I can see your mouth moving.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So, this cough is, like, kind of deep. It's not...
Raspy.
I wouldn't say it's guttural. But it's definitely in the esophagus, and you're clearing out a lot of phlegm and
very tight in the chest region.
Day two of it, I actually had a little blood come up. Hasn't been fun. We were warned of it. We thought we might get away with not having it, but we both got hit with
the
it.
The arrogance of youth, eh? The arrogance of early trekkers. Oh well. So moving on from the cuff. We with day 11, we woke up, had a good breakfast, and we thought, with a miscommunication with the lovely Kamala, that we had less than 10Ks to trek. Turns out we had about 15 to trek, but it was such a nice day. The sun was shining. We weren't cold for the first time in days, which is amazing. I felt fit as fuck. Sorry,
yeah,
ma'am.
This girl sped these 15K. I think she finished about 10 minutes ahead of me.
I actually thought I had lost about 4 kilos, but actually no, I'd actually gained one. But you know what? I felt very light on my feet in these last few days. I felt very fit.
I think she shed it in the right regions and picked it up in the right regions. If you will.
Shed it in the right regions, picked it up in the right regions. But yeah, it was a really nice climb. The sun was shining. It was really easy. It was really easy to get down. I've got quite bad knees. So I actually found it a lot easier to kind of like spring off them and kind of like sort of jog down the hill.
It was a downhill day. It was only about 400 meters downhill. There were a couple big climbs. There were a couple big downhills. And I would say that one of the things that I remember most was that it was the last day we saw Everest.
Yeah.
We were fortunate to have a very beautiful day so we could see Everest.
It was so funny though, because on the first day we'd had all clouds, and then that was the first day that we had the sunshine. It was on that same part of the trek.
Yeah.
And then we got the sunshine again on that day.
Yeah. That was absolutely wonderful. So yeah, day 11 got us back to Namchi. Went to a nice little cafe there once we got back, had some brews.
I do believe it's called the Sherpa Cafe, and that is free Wi-Fi. It's the Sherpa something.
Yeah.
And they have coffee and donuts and Wi-Fi.
And we splurged. We had probably four tall beers.
Woo! Four beers?
Man, we were feeling nothing.
I know. What is this bullshit about being drunk at altitude?
It's a thing. It's altitude. A real thing.
Altitude.
It's a real thing. It just didn't happen to us for some reason, yeah, which doesn't make sense because we had altitude. We were depleted with our innards.
But I always thought this in Whistler, like, I shouldn't be able to drink a whole bottle of Fireball.
You shouldn't do that anyway. It's just nasty.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I'm not from Northern America. We didn't have Fireball at home.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, for those of us not drinking entire bottles of Fireball, get back into Namche. You're at a comfortable temperature. You're at a nice elevation. So have yourself a couple beers. Reward yourself because the bulk of the journey is over and it's only getting warmer from here.
Almost tropical in your head. It feels tropical.
Yeah, absolutely. The beers didn't sit well with me. I got a bit of a stomach ache and didn't feel well that evening. And I think it was related to the Kumbh cough.
And your inability to burp.
I also cannot burp. If there's any doctors listening, please email us and let me know. I and my brother both are stricken with this.
I can't speak for Brendan, but when Corey needs to burp, he thinks he's hiding it from everyone. And he kind of turns his head to the right angle and just kind of does like a little salmon out of the water wiggle.
I have this weird spasm.
And he thinks that no one's noticed it, but everyone knows. People
for those
don't
of you who have noticed and never said anything, thank you. You're my true friends.
Are they really, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're the non-true friends, really.
No, I'd rather just have it be
ignorance
kept in the dark.
Bliss.
Absolutely.
Bliss.
Yeah. So that's day 11. Day 12, you wake up in the lovely Namche Bazaar. Quick breakfast and on the road by about 8. And pretty much just a big day of downhill.
Not much to report.
So yeah, you go down quite a bit here. 1,100 meters in 11 kilometers. And you're really going from fall weather to summer weather.
The colors are so beautiful. It's so red, green, brown, orange, yellow. Wow, we've gone from snowy mountain peaks to this. It is pretty crazy.
We were cruising along. We did this at a pretty rapid pace. Just because we're feeling good, we're walking downhill. We're nearly done with the hike, which I think by this point in it, most people are ready to be off their feet and just ready
to... Just dreaming of a shower, really, and of being warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Still cold at nighttime.
Yeah, definitely is. So we got down to the lovely little village of Phak Ding.
Oh, fucking.
Phak Ding, which is where we stayed the first night there.
It's Phak King.
I'm just going based on what the internet says again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Again, just
no, it's definitely
in the internet.
The internet is awesome. Spend the night in Phak Ding at our lovely little place there. Played some cards, good meal. Leanne sat out in the sun.
Put shorts on for the first time in weeks or 10 days.
Sat there and just
nerded out. My hairy legs
out,
were out.
Nerded out with some Final Cut while some people who were giving her dirty looks for not appreciating her surroundings.
Which you guys should note, look, check out our new video of Indonesia. I was making the final edits at the end of this hike. Commitment to the job.
Absolutely. We got to keep it going while we can. So that's day 12, day 13. Phak Ding. Back to Lukla.
And we saw some puppies.
Yeah, pretty easy hike. Only about 8 kilometers. Relatively flat. There's a little bit of up and down.
That last part is not relatively flat. That last part is like a good half hour climb.
Finished strong, guys.
No, but it was good. I was sweating. I felt good.
Yeah.
I earned the beer that I had later.
If you're doing the 400-meter dash, you're not jogging that last 100 meters. You're sprinting. You're giving
it
all you got.
I was never in the 400 meters.
Well, it felt good to finish strong. Lukla, lovely little town. On the way, like Leanne said, I spotted a little spaniel puppy, which obviously reminded me of our little heartthrob, Charlie. Charlie, if you're listening, we love you.
We miss you. We miss you. We're going to bring carrots back for you.
We're going to bring you some Nepalese carrots if they don't expire. And then right next door to the spaniel pup is an actual puppy.
Like a fluffy little black and tan puppy.
Like 10 weeks old and Leanne,
so fluffy.
Leanne was held up.
The little girls did not want me to take their dog. But you know what? I've never been one for children, so I took their dog anyway.
You fucking took it.
And I walked with it for about 2 minutes, and they were asking for it back, and I kind of said, one more minute.
Yeah. And so, yeah, get to Lukla, and we hung out at our hostel for a little bit, had lunch, and then went looking for the pubs.
We found the darkest, dingiest, dirtiest pub we could find.
We do like a good dive bar, and I gotta tell you, Lukla delivers.
If you're thinking that you're gonna catch a disease from touching a door or a pool cue or a pen or a wall, the Irish pub in Lukla is the place to go. And you like it all the more for that fact.
We're talking sticky floors. We're talking pool tables with big curves in them like they're a putting green. And really just a dance floor with nobody on it.
Literally nobody.
Yeah.
And it was green. Green lights in a green room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drinking with an O'Flanagan who will claim that he's 1/42nd Irish.
Yeah. No, This was a pretty fucking rad place. It was done up in all green.
Look out for our names on the wall, by the way.
Yeah,
near
absolutely.
The pool table.
Hashtag small worlds pod. But we hung out there. We had ourselves some Jameson, which really tasted nice.
Even if it was watered down a little bit.
Went down smooth. It was like mom and dad's liquor when you were a teenager. Definitely
your bigger brother
down.
And sisters have definitely already been in that stash,
yeah,
but you're
absolutely.
Still going to go anyway.
So that's day 13. Day 14, wake up in Lukla, and you know what? You're just fucking praying for good weather.
Because we didn't have it.
No, we didn't get it. We woke up to low clouds, fog, not
about
rain.
About 5 hours of waiting.
But yeah, we were supposed to fly out at 7. So yeah, we waited 4.5 hours. Didn't know if we were going to get on the flight, but we had about a 2.5 hour window where we felt like it was going to be decent weather, and we got on. So that's something that you need to be prepared for, flying in or flying out, is that this is something that they don't have fucking control over. So if you want to be...
What do you mean that people can't control the weather?
We try. Damn it, we try. We had a crazy flight with some really just amazing views. Leanne got a little tum-tum issue.
Did?
Your tum-tum start to hurt?
What, in the flight? Yeah, I always get this when I look at my phone and I'm in any fast-moving vehicle. But the flight was obviously, you know, like a 10-person, 12-person flight, and the clouds were kind of making me jog a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
I was deleting one of my 14,000 photos. So.
Fortunately, it's only a 20-minute flight, so pretty easy, and when
we
got there...
that lovely 5-hour drive.
Yeah, well, it's about 6.5 hours. Leanne was drugged. By drugged, I mean she took drugs from a local Nepalese man, William Lee.
I thought they were travel sick pills. Turns out... They were not travel sick pills, whatever that was. It knocked me and the other girl out who took them.
Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala. Shout out to Kamala. I woke up with a bump on my forehead today because I slept against the window pane on these mountain curves.
She was out cold, guys. It was really incredible because this is one of the least comfortable bus rides. 6.5 hours through windy roads, most of them not paved, huge potholes. Crossing rivers.
That explains the bump on my head.
Yeah.
And I somehow cut open, I don't know if you remember from the Indonesia episode, I got hit by a sea urchin. I got cut by one.
So you got urchined.
I got urchined. My urchin reopened. I don't know how because it's been months, but my foot was bleeding, my head was getting banged, but God, I slept through.
You know the drugs are good when you don't care if your foot's bleeding and you just want to go back to sleep.
And your head is getting physically banged against the window.
Yeah. So yeah, got back into Kathmandu just before 8 p.m. Long-ass day. Went and had a bite to eat and crashed hard at our accommodation.
What did we even eat? I can't remember.
We had some... it doesn't really matter. They don't care.
I remember.
So yeah.
Spizey, guys. If you're in Kathmandu, you need to go to this place called Spizey. S-P-I-Z-E. You need to try the spinach and paneer momos, and the waitress there is so lovely. She's so nice.
One of those bubbly people that just...
Is she on crack or is she just nice? I don't know.
Everybody who comes in there is just greeted so nicely. She is so chipper, and the best thing about her, it seems perfectly fucking authentic.
She's not drunk. I was always drunk when I was being nice at work.
Yeah.
Aaron, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But...
Too late to fire her now.
Too late, huh?
So yeah, we just sat there, had a nice bottle of wine, a good meal, and reflected on our lovely accomplishment of Everspace Camp in 14 motherfucking days.
Which I will say, guys, the hiking itself really isn't that hard.
Yeah. Going with that, we've got some things to know before you go for you.
Woo! Try before you buy. Yeah. No, that doesn't go.
Some things that we wish we would have known, and we're just going to go down the bullet point list, go every other, and give it to you guys straight.
And it's not necessarily things that we wish we would have known, it's just things that we think are useful to know. So, numero uno, water purification tablets. If you're like me and you've never heard of any kind of water purification system, tablets, super cheap from the local supermarket, work like a dream.
Yeah, guys, they're really good. Some people
didn't
were
get
like,
the
it's
shits
gonna.
Once.
You think it's gonna maybe taste like pool water, something like that? It didn't. We felt really good about it.
We've come from North American water, though, so maybe.
That's true. We did load up on the snacks. We brought a good amount of cashews. We brought our own little variety of cookies.
Granola bars.
Granola bars and stuff.
Oranges and bananas.
I think it's good to have these things, but you don't need to go crazy with them. The three meals a day that you're, that if you go with the trekking company that they're going to have for you are going to be just fine and adequate because, man, you can really get filled up.
Don't be scared into buying loads of snacks. You really don't need them. You're doing this trek, why not like do some exercise and feel good about yourself afterwards? You don't need a shit ton of chocolate.
It's going to take you into a little tale that we heard, and this is hearsay, so we can't say that we've confirmed or denied this. But a few years ago, all that you used to be able to get on these treks was dalbat.
Yeah, not anymore.
Now the Nepalese government said, I think that will help tourism if we open up the menu a bit, so let's add some things to your menu. So they came in and taught them how to make some Western dishes and just expand the menu a little bit.
Food.
Well, then for the first little bit after that, these guys just would claim that they didn't have the ingredients in stock, so they'd still only have dalbat for you. Then the motherfucking popo came back and said, hey, quit fucking with these people. They want to open up the menu, and I think that it's actually going to help your business in the end. And now, complete menus all the way up and down. Really, really fucking awesome food.
It's really tasty.
And good portions. I still think, based on, this is I think another bullet point here, but based on our little strategy of every night getting a dalbat, and the other one of us gets a separate dish, and we just share because the dalbat's unlimited.
You get curry, you get dal, which is like you have every nutritional need that you need in that food. And then you get something tasty, get a pizza, get some momo, get something on the side that kind of makes the dalbat not seem so boring. And you also get all your nutrients out of the dalbat. So.
Lest we forget about the bonding that mutual gaseous stomachs
you
can
know
do
what?
For a couple.
My friend Lou out there, Lou and Bobo, Lou farts. She denies it, but she farts. Okay, she doesn't deny it. But once you have some dalbat together, y'all gonna fart together.
Yeah, and it's just gonna bring you closer
Not
together.
Idea.
And yeah, just deal with it, guys. It's just fucking bodily issues and sounds.
And we've renamed it dalbat.
Dalbat.
Because of the sound it comes out of it, you know?
Next!
Next, we have baby wipes and baby powder. They are your bestest friends in the whole wide world.
Obvious reasons, guys.
Baby wipes, the nether regions. All the bits and bobs that you need to clean. Face wash in the morning. You don't want that ice cold snow water on your face in the morning. You just want your nice cool baby wipe. You can use it to wash your hair, your bits, your face, everything. Baby powder. It's fragrant, it's smooth, it's soft, and it makes your hair look not greasy anymore.
I would say that another thing to think about here is that there's Wi-Fi everywhere. You just gotta pay for it. So if you need to be connected, connect. Just know that it's going to be anywhere from, I believe, 300 to the max is about 1,000. And you're not going to be able to do much with it. You can't download a podcast. If you were going to download a podcast, download Small World's podcast.
Obviously.
And tell a friend. And then, you know, the other thing to think about is disconnect. Get out there. You're in the Himalayas. And why not just enjoy some views, play some cards with some friends.
Some talk great company.
Talk about how you're feeling. Complain about the cold together. Why they're not lighting the yak poo.
Offer your own poo.
I actually did that, and surprisingly, they said no.
Don't know why. A yak's poo is not good enough.
Each their own.
Do not be scared into needing to buy all of the professional gear. Oh, I'm doing a Corey Needs Burp. So, I was hiking in Forever 21 gym pants, some fake New Balance I bought in Kathmandu.
None of these are paid sponsors yet, so if you guys are listening, Forever 21, we'd love to have you on board.
We'd love to earn some money.
We love you guys. Like I've been wearing Forever 21 since I was 19. Don't tell anybody.
He wears an outfit way better than a teenage girl. It's not creepy at all.
No, I look good.
But yeah, I've got some fake New Balance I bought in Kathmandu. I've got, to be fair, I've got a nice jacket. But you know, you don't need all the professional equipment. I've got bad knees. I fucking hate the cold. You do not need really professional equipment. Just take some comfortable shoes. So running shoes are the best, actually, in my opinion. They're light. I felt good. I had lots of grip because they were brand new. Take good underlayers. And then just take... You only really need four layers. Your underlayers, something warm, a down jacket, and something waterproof. And
I worry about you saying that, because if someone from Jamaica hears this and comes up here and they're just used to the tropics their whole life, they might need that fifth layer.
You know what? Let's retract the part and let's make that applicable if you're from anywhere but a tropical country.
Okay.
That work?
That works for me.
All you Jamaican listeners out there, I can see that you guys are a big hit with this podcast.
Love it.
Yeah, man. I see that. Just disregard that. But I will say, bring a hat. My little ears get cold. Bring a hat.
Yeah, I would say bring a hat too. Another thing is that for the ladies out there, wear your panty liners.
Okay, I'm gonna retake.
This
I'm gonna
saved
take over.
Me.
I'm gonna take over because he just took the bullet points off me. And we did not plan this. Who wants to carry around 20 pairs of knickers? Not me. I don't even have 20 pairs of knickers with me. So that also means panties, Americans. So the revolutionary panty liner. Take it with you. Use it, because then you can reuse your knickers. It's amazing. Take 7 pairs of knickers, wear them twice, and use a panty liner in between. It's perfect. Wear them more if you want. I don't care.
I'm assuming that this is for not only when you have to take a wee without any tissue, but also the possible occasional brown streak.
I don't poo, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That seems right. Definitely bring a hat. One thing that we did that we really enjoyed, because you are tired, you're going to bed early, you're cold.
You don't want to read. You're too tired to read.
We did some reading. I finally finished my book.
Tired.
Hey, if you haven't read Shantaram, get it. Read it.
That's
amazing
another
book
we need right now.
But yeah, we had some movies downloaded, some Netflix stuff, and it got us through. We really enjoyed just getting in under the covers and watching a movie at night to buy the time before we fell asleep.
And then the Forrest Gump quote just lasts you for a few days afterwards, which is great.
Never a bad time to watch Forrest Gump.
More things to bring. Cards, more entertainment that you don't need to charge with.
A deck of cards, not like thank you cards. Deck of playing cards.
Duly noted. Not playing cards, playing cards.
Sorry.
Sorry, playing cards would be very boring, unless you have a game for that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Melatonin. This was my godsend at nighttime. I never take melatonin.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, melatonin.
Wouldn't you say thank you?
Fuck you. Melatonin is amazing. You can hear someone snores, like we mentioned earlier. You just take your melatonin, you're out.
In the same realm, guys, is just having like some sort of headache pain reliever. Your altitude sickness may or may not come. I don't think anybody in the last 2 weeks has drank as much water as Leanne Davidson.
I've drank at least 7 liters a day.
She's been crushing it and surprisingly not peeing that much, which we're going to talk about off air. But she definitely got hit with about, I would say, 12 hours of altitude sickness?
It was not a fun 12 hours, but I did lose my appetite, which is great for me.
Yeah.
I eat too much. So.
As we head down to India, she's looking for that beach bod, because she's not going to get enough attention.
That's it, exactly.
And then I would say do that, because I didn't get altitude sickness, but while we were up at the highest elevations that we were at, which was anywhere from 49 to 5,300 meters, I was just constantly having really slight headaches, and those things helped me out, got me through it.
Yeah. Also, hand sanitizer is a big one.
I think that goes for Nepal in general, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anyone who knows me knows I get sick at any opportunity. So I've been taking probiotics every day, and I've hand sanitized the shit out of my hands. And I actually haven't got sick. This is the first time in traveling that I've never been sick, so remember those.
Another thing to think about is that if you are a seasoned backpacker, either traveler or just like trekker, you don't necessarily need to go with a local trekking company. We did. We had a great experience.
Take on Nepal.
Take on Nepal was awesome. We will have a link to them on our show notes here, because why not go with them? They are doing so much for the local community. They're treating their people right, paying them right. They're helping lift women out of how they're suppressed here. And I just think it's a great company to go with.
Yeah, but if you do want to say, okay, I'm too much on a budget to go, it is possible to go without a trekking company. You just need to be very aware that the tea houses that you want to go to, they in busy season, they may be booked up, which is obviously a problem because you need to sleep somewhere inside. But I think we were speaking to some people at the point where we were at Dingboche, they'd spent about $500.
Yeah, so you can do it quite a bit cheaper.
You can do it cheaper.
I just felt like everybody that we met, which was more than I would have imagined, but everybody that we met that was without a company was pretty seasoned at being
exactly
out on their trails on their own.
So don't do it as a beginner. Just pay the extra money, enjoy, give back to the community.
Yeah.
If you're seasoned, why not? Hey, I never go for tours, but you know, I really enjoyed this one. So.
And you know what?
Private.
One of the best things about this was that we loved our guide and porter.
They were amazing.
We played cards with them. We had so much fun with them, and it just felt nice to get to know them along the way, help them improve their English.
This is awkward, very.
And we just thought that they were fucking spectacular people,
mm-hmm.
Lifelong friends.
So we've already mentioned drink minimum 4 liters of water a day. The way I did this is drink a liter before I even had breakfast, or before I'd left after breakfast, and then drink a few when you're trekking, and then drink at least one or two before you go to bed, just to keep that headache at bay. Have low expectations for the bathrooms, guys. You know, that if you have low expectations, you will not be disappointed. I was not disappointed at any point, because I assumed that they were all going to be local holes in the ground bathrooms.
I'll tell you what, when you finally... There's Western toilets the whole way up.
Yeah.
And if that's what you're looking for, that's what you can do. But I gotta tell you, I don't mind going to the bathroom in the cold anymore. You gotta find this balance between how much water you're drinking and realizing that if the more that you drink, the more likely you're not gonna get altitude sickness. But at the same time, you're gonna get up and take a piss in the freezing fucking cold 3 times a night.
It's true.
It's something to think about, guys.
Mine's about 7 liters.
It's hard to find that balance, but man, definitely hold your expectation on the bathrooms and just plan on being in there when it's cold and just looking around being like, where am I? And just have fun with it.
And please, for God's sakes, do not put tissue in the toilet. It's disgusting. There's a bin there. We all know it's disgusting. No one wants to look at someone else's shitty tissues. But if you put your tissue down in that toilet, that is going to block up. And every single person, speaking from experience, has to look at your horrible shit and flush your shit down. I don't want splashback from your shit. No. Do not put a tissue in the toilet.
So, a little caveat on that is that Leanne did bear witness as she was waiting for the bathroom to open.
About 11 p.m.
A guy came out, obviously had just taken a crap, gave her like a quick glance, looked
that
down.
That guilty look everyone gives you when they've just done a shit and you're in the cubicle next to them.
And he did not flush, which flushing is scooping water into the toilet yourself. It's not, you know, doing the flush that we're typically accustomed to. But he just did not take the time to do that.
But his toilet had blocked the whole toilet because he put tissue in it. And I heard him not try and flush. So I spent 10 minutes trying to flush this grown man's fucking shit down the toilet. It was not going. It was stinking. It was 11 p.m. I needed to pee. And everyone after me thought it was me, I bet.
We're in Nepal. Karma's going to get him. I just hope
it's
equal to the crime and not worse.
I hope it's a little bit worse. You didn't have to spend 10 minutes in the freezing cold trying to flush down this man's shit.
True that.
Pick up some rubbish at Namche Namche, they do have an amazing service where you can pick up some trash, rubbish, garbage, whatever you call it. You can pick up a really light pack. I'm talking, what, it felt like a few pieces of paper.
It was nothing, guys. It was barely, it wasn't even a pound.
You don't notice it. They attach it to your bag, and then you just carry it down with you.
Drop it off at the Lukla Airport.
Yeah, drop off at the airport, help out with the environment.
So another thing that we wanted to give you guys some clues on here is we recommend that you build in some buffer days around your trip. The actual trekking is 14 days, but come in 2 or 3 days early just in case of jet lag. And the other thing, and I think this is probably even more prominent in this stance, is that you just don't know when that flight to Lukla is going to happen.
Yeah.
You could be stranded for 2 or 3 days. You just don't really fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely on the back end, you don't want to have to rebook your international flight because of being stranded there. So build in 2 or 3 extra days on both ends of it, guys, because it's definitely possible that it could save your ass. And if you ended up being really fluid and smooth, you just got some extra time to hang out in Kathmandu, which is a pretty cool town.
Eat some of the good food, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we got for you.
So bring a good attitude. You chose to do the trek. Don't be a miserable person. Enjoy it. Take in the fresh air. Enjoy the vistas. It's the Himalayas.
It is. Guys, how long have we been talking about the Himalayas?
Too long.
Anyway, we hope that this helps you. We enjoyed the shit out of our trek, and we are hoping to do some more stuff like this. If you like it, let us know. Rate, review, repeat. Tell some friends about this amazing podcast experience and joyride that you've just been on. And we are checking out. We've got some good stuff coming your way soon, so stay with us, and we will talk to you again later.
Ciao for now, guys. Ciao for now.